Meanwhile, Australia's education minister has urged protesters to lower the temperature amid escalating tensions during pro-Palestine demonstrations on several university campuses. Protesters condemning Israel's seven-month assault on Gaza have been encamped at universities across Australia, most prominently at the Sydney and Melbourne universities, where they've been met with counter-protests. Australasian Union of Jewish Students President Noah Lovin says his peers have increasingly become targets of fear, intimidation and harassment as the demonstrations continue. Jason Clare says nothing is more important than the safety of students.
That's why I stress the point, Matt. We've just got to lower the temperature here. There's always a right to protest in a democratic nation like Australia, but there's no place for fear and intimidation and hate or anti-Semitism or Islamophobia, and there is a role to play for all of us here. The politicians, the media, religious leaders, community leaders here, to work together here to keep our country together, not let it get torn apart.